Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators podcast. Today we are bringing you a very exciting topic all about corporate workwear. So if you missed our Workwear Reimagined event, which was hosted in collaboration with Stanley Stella and Styles UK, we covered everything you need to know about the market, the garments, the decoration, the opportunity. There's so much to be aware of in this industry. So yeah, that's what we're going to recap today. What was your favourite part of the event?
I think for me, the favourite part was actually just trying to learn a bit more about this market. You know, truthfully, we've not covered it much on the lives or our content, but actually as we delve into it, it's like, oh, wow, this is a big, big opportunity for everyone to actually do something new.
Yeah, we knew how big it was, but we didn't know how big it was at the same time. We researched before the event, obviously, and then when we obviously bought Stanley Stella in and we were looking at the numbers and the statistics, it kind of hit us as well, didn't it, as well as everyone else in the room.
And I think what the good thing about doing these lives and a lot of the content we make is we do it because we really want to help people. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, well, it's kind of a light bulb moment. Like, here's something we can do to actually help people. You know, we always try and make sure that we're always providing value to everyone. But I was like, oh, okay, there's big opportunities here. This is quite interesting. And actually, there's an actual real shift in trend and demand. Like, more so than anything we've seen for a little while, I think, to be honest. So that's why we want to really delve into the subject and give you a little bit of an insight. So just to kind of kick stuff off, if anyone has any questions, please, you know, leave a comment, get involved. We'd love to hear what your opinion of corporate workwear is, whether you think you're doing corporate workwear, whether you haven't touched it. If you haven't got involved, why not? That's what I'd really like to know. One of the things that was quite notable for when we did the live event was, I'd say maybe 5% of people put their hand up when they said like they're actually doing corporate workwear.
Yeah, the workwear market, industrial construction, high-vis, that kind of stuff. That was ridiculously high. Almost everyone in the room put their hands up for that. But the corporate workwear market, that one was a lot quieter.
Yeah, so something that we really want everyone to start thinking about is, you know, what is corporate workwear? Where are you perhaps missing out on corporate workwear opportunity? So to your point,
I think that's the biggest one.
Yeah, if lots of you are decorating sort of traditional workwear, people who are actually doing building site work or electricians, plumbers, etc., start thinking about, okay, what building are they making? Yeah. Who's going to be in that building? Who's going to be actually present in that building? Where do these customers go and get involved with their customers, because there's always a bigger opportunity, a layer above, where there's opportunity for you to take advantage of, and probably you might already have those contacts already.
I'll add on that as well, for even if you are printing for plumbers, electricians and those types of customers, I completely agree with everything that you just said. Think beyond the scope of those customers. However, also think about the garments and the decoration methods you are offering those customers as well, because I didn't realize it until we had, Stanley Stella come in and show us certain garments. But even polos now, there's so many different versions of polos, different fabrics, different finishes. It's not a case of just plain black or white anymore. They're not scratchy. Some of them are nice. You've got some more like acid wash ones. There's so many different options that you can have in more industrial workwear as well as corporate workwear from the blank garment suppliers now.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to get into, is the trends around demand have changed, and also the quality of blank garment to actually decorate on has changed, the tailoring, the fitting, etc. There's a big change in the whole market, the whole recipe that goes into creating corporate workwear.
Agreed. Yeah, it's a big market.
It is. And, just to give some numbers on that, is that just in the UK, the corporate workwear market is worth, the workwear market is worth over 300 million every single year. And 46% of that is actually corporate workwear. So a much higher percentage of this market is actually already dedicated to corporate workwear. Now, think about, everyone that joined us for a winter warm up last year. I know we've done a lot of follow up events around jackets. Is anyone that's had success off the back of that selling expensive jackets last winter, these are the same customers that are going to want the products we're going to talk about today and the styles that we're going to talk about today. So some of you might have already started that journey. If not, this is all part of that same package. We're going to help you build a bigger pack. So 138 million in the UK is already existing, but there is some real shifts in trends as well. So this number is going to grow and it's going to become bigger. So anyone who's thinking like, what is a manageable opportunity for me? So 0.1% of that 138,000, there's a lot of t-shirts, shirts.
I feel like you didn't say that with enough emphasis. So what's the number?
So 0.1%, 138,000. So that
that's
could
a lot
be,
of people.
That's a tiny percentage of the whole market, but that can make a big difference to many of you listening and watching, I'm sure.
Yeah. I feel like everybody knows now whenever we do events, that's like your go-to line or like statistic, and but it's so effective because it is so true in terms of how much of the market you need to capitalize on to actually make a profit.
Yeah.
And like, if you've got 138,000 orders, you probably won't be able to handle them anyway, and that's 0.01% of the market.
That's always the thing with any of these new ideas that we like to present, is actually like, how make sure you're focused, like, but really focused down into what's manageable, what's achievable. We told you, like, yeah, 138 million, you can go and get it. Like, that's not
true. People are like, well, where do I start with that?
Yeah, it's too big a, you know, task to target the whole market. But like, just don't be too greedy with it. You know, be realistic. You know, think about, okay, who have I got in my existing customer base? Am I like something a bit different? Mm-hmm. Or again, like, you know, I'm working with these builders, and it's a law firm, and you know, some solicitors have just gone into that building, but they all need corporate workwear as well, because trends around workwear in general have all changed. Mm-hmm. So there's so much more you can offer than you could a year ago, 18 months ago, that it's really worth thinking about it. So just to give you a little bit of an idea about some of these numbers in terms of how people are thinking about it, because there's been a real change in a lot of big companies, a lot of tech companies, you know, your Amazons and the like, a lot of banks, JP Morgan, BlackRock, Barclays, many of these businesses have told their employees they've got to go back to the office. So, you know, some 5 days a week, some of them at least three or four. Mm-hmm. So there's been a driving sort of trend from actual employers, which is one thing.
And the big companies as well,
the
not
big
just
companies,
locals.
Yeah. So, and this is going to be something that probably affects, you know, has a trickle down on sort of the medium size, small size, because they're all going to be, they're either going to be like, you know, could go completely hybrid as a kind of competitive twist on that, or they're going to follow suit. Yep. So that's a big element of it, you know. So, but there's also like a real shift in terms of how people are approaching that, because many people have now been told, oh, you've got to go back to work.
Yeah.
Anyone that might have been, has been worked through COVID and, you know, following on from that, there's been a lot of like either remote or hybrid working. But, you know, coming with that means is that the trends in terms of fashion, how you approach that, are completely different. So lots of places and employees have started to, you know, perhaps wear more casual garments at work, because, you know, they've only got to be in the home office. They've got to be on camera sometimes. So you might have a, you know, a wardrobe change
or something like that. Yeah.
But really, you know, you might have jogging bottoms underneath, depending on how you approach.
No judgment.
No judgment at all. Exactly.
I absolutely don't do that.
So it's worth thinking about. So those people are now starting to think about, okay, what does this mean to us? So that means that they're now thinking, oh, I've got to go back to work. I've forgotten what that even looks like.
Mm. I think the camera battery might have died. I don't think it's the wire.
Okay.
I think it's the battery.
So we're still going on audio.
We're still
okay.
on audio.
So we'll keep talking to everyone, because, you know, now everyone that's being affected by this sort of slight or moderate shift back to a working from the office now thinking, I don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. Or I like this comfort that I've got used to again, because actually I feel more productive in like perhaps something looser fitting, mm-hmm. or just having a bit more of my own identity in my day-to-day.
That's the biggest thing, I think, is feeling like yourself in whatever you're wearing. Mm. I think the biggest mistake that corporate workwear made initially was to try and fit everybody into one personality or into one outfit, into one style, and assume that everyone was going to work at their best in something that they didn't feel 100% comfortable in.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that that's changing now, and the things that we are allowed to wear to work do mimic our style a bit more. And I mean, even if you look at what the two of us are wearing today, it's the same shirt, yes, but it's different in terms of style, how we styled our uniform at the workwear event.
Yeah,
we all had the same shirt on, but we all styled it differently to our personalities and our preferences. And I think that's not only going to make a difference to how people work, but going back into the office, what they wear and what they choose to put on.
Yeah, so your corporate workwear of 2019 is no more, you know, and we were guilty of this as much as anyone. you know, before I started, we'd go to shows in very polyester heavy shirts, scratchy, you know, not the sort of thing you feel comfortable wearing, or, you know, you kind of almost dread having to wear that at a show.
Yeah.
But these trends have changed now, and the way people approach these have changed now. But it means that, you know, employers and employees are looking for answers. Employees are like, what do I wear? And employers are like, what do I tell them to wear?
Yeah, what do I give them as an option?
So, for example, this is just in the UK, the search for workwear outfit ideas has actually grown 1,876%.
On like Google
year on
stuff
year.
Like that, yeah.
So that is something that is not normal. That is a significant change in people looking for this information. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, you know, having one of the reasons we did this the event before, and now we're doing this, having this conversation now, is that there's not enough information out there about that, especially for garment decorators and how to approach that. But it does mean the demand is there.
Yeah.
So you know, anyone that's listening to this, watching this, you could be the first ones to take advantage of this opportunity, because that is, you know, where the normal search might go up maybe like 10-20%, or certain topics might trend for a short period of time, but 1,800% increase is massive.
A big number. It's a very big number.
It's a very big number. And, you know, things like the term smart casual, for instance, is now seeing 8,000 monthly searches in the UK, which is a 406% year-on-year increase. So, again, mm-hmm. you know, where employers are perhaps, okay, we need people back in the office for whatever reason, and then, okay, people might say, what do I wear? Or they're like, what should I tell them to wear? Mm-hmm. And they're like, smart casual. Because like it's a
and they're like, what does that mean?
It doesn't mean any, you know, it could mean anything, but it's like, well, we give you an answer.
What would you say smart casual is?
Honestly, probably marginally smarter than what, maybe like shoes instead of trainers on top of this.
Really?
It's hard. It's, again, it's like, it's
I can't imagine
hard.
You in anything other than Nikes.
Exactly.
So that's Andy smart.
That's
casual.
Why it's a very loose term. Yeah. It means different things to different people. So, you know, probably it's a sort of term that should just be like thrown in the bin, really, because no one really puts any true meaning behind it.
It's generational.
It is. It is very generational. It should be something that's clearly defined of smart casual means this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. But it's a bit of a like cop-out term to be like, we don't know the answer, or we just want you to be smarter. You could just be like, so is it a opportunity to educate people? Anyone that's listening, you know, you've got to be, if you want to make money from this, you've got to be a little bit of a thought leader when you're having these sales pitches to cut, you know, mm-hmm. people. And that's why we want to help you today, just to talk about this. But do yourself a favor, you know, go online, if you go to Instagram and go to TikTok and just start looking for workwear, corporate workwear, because there is a real influencer situation as well.
Yes.
So there's lots of influencers that, you know, ultimately they've managed to turn corporate worker into a full-time job, essentially, because they are now influencing these people that are going back into the work so much.
Yeah,
they're providing a lot of good information.
I follow a lot of them.
There you go. So that's it. But you look for the right hashtags and you look into it, it's a bit of a rabbit hole, but there is a wealth of information. It's just that's where a lot of the information is and a lot of the influence is, in terms of what trends you need to follow, mm-hmm. what products you need to offer to your customers.
Yeah.
That's a good place to find it.
It's a big change in not just the trend in corporate workwear, but the trend in retail as well. And I feel like everything that I'm personally seeing and everything that comes up on like my social feeds and when you Google things, it's all like a merge of those two topics together. Yeah. And that's where it's heading almost.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess maybe a question for you then, Molly, is... Mm-hmm. Now that we, you know, we've been doing a lot of content around it, we've been doing a lot of events around corporate workwear, mm-hmm. and you know, you see more of the new products than perhaps others, or we see them earlier.
Yeah.
What has changed from your mindset or your perception of workwear in the last couple of months?
I feel like I don't hate the idea of wearing it anymore, which is a great place to start. I think I'm quite lucky in the fact that I never really hit that era of wearing the scratchy shirts. I sort of wasn't here when that was a thing. I didn't have to do the trade shows in mm-hmm. the scratchy shirts. We went straight in with hoodies and printed t-shirts, which was great. So I almost feel like I'm coming at it from another side. I'm going from like super casual into workwear rather than old corporate into existing.
Yeah.
But like even the shirts that we're wearing today, they don't feel overly workwear at your corporate. They're quite like, I would wear an oversized white shirt from an H&M or a Zara or somewhere like that. So it does feel very like normal for me to reach for that and go, oh, I'll style this with jeans or, you know, whatever else. In terms of what I would say is change for people that maybe work from hybrid is the comfort side of it, being comfortable in what you wear to the office every day after being in jogging bottoms, pajama bottoms, whatever you wear underneath the camera versus whatever's on the top half, and making sure that there's enough options for people to look smart but be comfortable at home as well. Yeah. So we need to build, like you said before the event, two different types of wardrobes or packages for people to sell. You need, you're in the office 5 days a week, you're in the office 2 to 3 days, at home 2 to 3, and then maybe people that maybe just go in 1 day a week that would like a more fully like remote wardrobe, if you like. But that's definitely the minority now.
I think that that's the biggest thing for me, is it's the tailoring of a lot of the blanks now that's changed. You know, there's a reason a lot of the blanks companies are starting to bring out Oxford shirts again, something, you know, they probably wouldn't have spoken about for a while, or it's just, it's a product that just kind of took care of itself for a little while as well. But
didn't really need attention. People just accepted that's what it was and went with it.
Yeah, the companies that might be buying that just, you know, repeat order for the most part. They look around in price, but style not so much. But these shirts are very comfortable.
Like, they're great
normally
quality.
If we were like, oh, we need to do a video about corporate work, where
we probably wouldn't,
or we do the video and like quick change back. But like, I would probably just go back to my desk now and not work.
You had a shirt, you had a blue shirt on the other day that wasn't the workwear one that we printed, but it was identical. And from the corner of your office, I thought you were wearing that one. So you wear them anyway, like case in point.
Yeah, and you can, so what we want to do cover and think about is like, it's not just a case of offer shirts now. It is a little bit more, it's much more nuanced than that, because you really need to understand the culture of something. So if you're listening to us thinking, you know, 138 million in the UK workwear market, I could take a tiny piece of that. You know, anyone that's got a heat press, it's easy to decorate corporate workwear. Like, this is not.
Which we'll cover later.
How to approach them, the slightly more difficult ones like polo shirts. But for the most part, it's easy. The good thing as well is that layering is a big part of it. Mm-hmm. So it's rather than just like a shirt, it's normally like a t-shirt and a shirt like we have today. So good news is two prints, two tops, two price points, two opportunities. You can build out your pack even bigger than you might have done before as well. So that's something to think about, is, you know, what are you going to offer them, but make sure it fits in with their culture. So if you're approaching a customer, find out what their approach to hybrid and office working is. That's where you need to really build your pack out and build it from what the customer wants, not what you want to offer them. So don't just go like, who wants a shirt?
Also, on the topic of that, can you reach that beigey Oxford shirt from where you are? Because the one thing I didn't mention was the colours. Thank you. This is the shirt that we wore for Workwear Reimagined, the actual event. And even, I would say, the blue that you're wearing is still quite new. It's, I would say, a bit more modern, if you like, in 2025. But black and even white, to an extent, are quite standard. But this neutral like colourway is something that has been breaking through in t-shirts and hoodies and sweatshirts. The last few print run promotions we've been to, they've been more neutral tones, Bella Canvas, Audis, like all of those brands have brought out a much more neutral range. But this is the first time I've seen it in a corporate workwear fashion.
I remember,
love it.
Grace from Drydry, when she was here, was saying that actually similar sort of color palette to that was actually like, I think it was like their third best selling color for most of their offering at Drydry, which again is like, new, but this is something, it's new corporate workwear. It's changed, and it's also about, you know, but this is comfy. If you could have a conversation with the business and then get them to try it and like give them some different sizes to try on, if someone put that on, they'd be like, oh, my perception of this changes like in an instant.
Like, I'll wear this
straight away, you're going to change. So think about what their culture is to, are they all work from home? Are they hybrid? Are they office based? Because you want to, like, okay, let's say, try and figure out how many days in the office they are. And I would use that as my starting point for how I build out the pack, the offering. So let's say, for example, they're every day in the office. But what is their approach to how maybe they have clients in, or what do they want to do? So maybe it's like a 4-1 split, something like that. So I would
say, you mean in terms of four more casual ones and then an option for if you have a customer in, or the other way around?
It could be, that's what, it could okay. be either way. So that's why it's really important to understand what the customers, your customers' brand values are, or perception of them as a business. If it's somewhere a bit more of a professional service, shall we say, it's probably going to be full smart, and then maybe Friday's a little looser.
Yeah, like you can swap your shirt for a polo if you're,
or maybe your hoodie, because they're not, you know, clients aren't coming in, or it's just a bit more relaxed, or it's somewhere that might finish early on a Friday.
Yes.
So it's less of a concern. Or if they're like a real like 50-50 hybrid, then you might want to provide them 3 smart days and 2 very casual days for the at-home days, but you want to carry on the branding and provide them something nice.
Yeah, so they're still branded when they're on camera, even if they're at home.
Yeah, but it's thinking about if anyone's, and if they completely work from home, it might be just like, then it's definitely probably like a, here's like a smart shirt and a t-shirt, but like if it's a Teams call or a Zoom with like an important client and you really need to like smarten up and have a bit more of a corporate image, and then the other 3 or 4 days you might like, you know, t-shirts, hoodies.
So would you say that's screws. Like what you're wearing now, what we're wearing, the shirts, that's a bit more formal? You could maybe go with like a jacket if you needed it, and then for the more casual days, a polo or a t-shirt. Let's talk specifics.
Yeah, so I think for if we're going for like a reasonably smart, I think this is pretty smart. If I think this is a good events look as well. I think we all look pretty smart at the Workwear Reimagined event.
Yeah.
But we've just got a simple branding. We've gone for some silicone on this one. For anyone that's just listening, it's a blue shirt with a white silicone, and I've got a white t-shirt underneath. You can't see it, but I've got a black ink to transfer on it. So very simple branding, very easy to decorate, but it has a very smart perception. So one, you know, if you're going to go and pitch these customers and you're going to be in person or on a video call with them, I would suggest going this sort of more corporate version of it, because you want to, if you perhaps meet the MD or anyone in that kind of level, they're probably going to go smarter for most days, not 5 days a week, because that's a perception that they want to give out to employees. But you can, like say, you can, the shirt could be partly buttoned up, it could be not at all buttoned up.
So, I hate buttoning them up, I never button them up.
And, you know, something that we didn't do is say, oh, you have to wear this colored jeans or anything to go with it. Like, okay,
how you have to wear that shirt.
Yeah, it's like, here's a nice shirt, it's comfortable, it's good, it's a good fit, it's true to size, here's a t-shirt to go with it. And then it gives people a chance to put just enough of their own personality into it, depending on what makes them comfortable. You know, we're standing next to heat presses, so personally I'm going for a button up because it's probably more flattering that way. But then again, anyone that's watching, you could pair it with like a bomber, or, you know,
which is really nice,
and you can put silicone and DTF on this to create different types of finishes depending on, again, what the customer type is.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some of the options they were giving by Stanley Seller were, you know, doing their talk around how to style it. You might go, you could perhaps layer this up with a gilet, or even like you can go Oxford shirt and then oversized shirt over the top of it.
Yeah, quite
a lot often as well.
Yep.
So there's different ways of approaching it, but it all comes down to you want enough similarity throughout the pack so everyone could stand together and they've got some sort of common theme running through it.
Colors, decoration, branding.
Yeah,
that kind
you don't
of thing.
Want to be like, let's say there's 5 colors of Oxford shirt. You don't want to be like, pick a color. Be like, no, pick 1 or 2.
Yeah.
So there's always something common running through. So let's say you have a big customer come in, you want everyone to look unified and smart together. There's something that ties everyone together, but then they can, you know, they can wear it with jeans. They can maybe wear it with a skirt. They can wear it with shoes. They can wear it with trainers.
Yeah.
They can put their own twist on it, so they still have that level of comfort and identity that they perhaps
wouldn't have had before.
Yeah. So where it might just be, it's a white shirt and black trousers and black shoes, and maybe there's a jacket.
Yeah.
But this time you could always, like, you know, if someone's wearing a white, someone could be wearing a white t-shirt and a shirt, but then another person's wearing the same white t-shirt and like perhaps a navy zip or something like that.
Yeah,
or a crew
neck, the jacket, or yeah, depending on how formal the meeting might be. It might be that some people wear the beige colored Oxford shirts and other people wear neutral colored hoodies with t-shirts, that kind of thing.
Or like you might go for, you know, this is, I've got a Nimbus hoodie here, which has got the thicker drawstrings on them.
very nice.
It's got
quality.
A slightly chunkier hood on it, so it just sits a bit different, and it's got a slightly more tailored fit with, you know, some little faux leather patches on it. Again, looks good with silicone, but you can, you could, I could swap this out, and it's got the same silicone patches that you have on there. And if we were standing next to each other, we'd still look part of the same team.
Yeah, like this is branded exactly the same as the shirt that I'm wearing. If someone stood next to me in that, you look very similar.
Look part of the set.
White
so that
t-shirt,
could be
same thing.
So that could be the three smart days and the two casual days that way.
Yeah.
So you can very easily combine different types together so that, you know, maybe even throw in like a casual hat. Because again, same product, same, more or less the same color white on there. So it'd be very easy to pair them together and create a nice set. So anyone is used to doing like workwear sets, and it's, there's three high vises, there's a high vis jacket, maybe two, some workwear trousers, some polos and some t-shirts. Just think about swapping the products around a little bit. So, you know, actually when you get off, you a pack with five t-shirts and two hoods and maybe a polo and a hat and maybe a nice bag or accessory, something like that to pair together.
And then whatever they choose to wear for that particular day of the week, everyone looks consistently branded and professional, regardless of how far down like the comfort level.
Yeah, especially
gone.
If there's any kind of customer facing element or, you know, pitching element to it, it means that then their clients are always going to be like, oh, that they all look smart together, but those are always on brand together as well.
Yeah, even if it is t-shirts and hoodies, like if you're all wearing the same t-shirt or the same hoodie, you're going to look smarter than if everyone just rocks up in their own random workwear shirt.
Yeah, and then you can play around with textures a bit with how you decorate it. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you put some DTF on the hoodie or the t-shirt, and then you might pair it with silicone, which again doesn't really, it, compared to the actual price you could sell this product for, it's very reasonable to just put like a little silicone patch, you know, sometimes a smaller patch, so that you're actually buying less to spec to achieve more as well that way.
That comes down to understanding the customer and what they want as well though, because there are a lot of decoration options and a lot of high quality decoration options that you can offer people now. But going back to your point originally about understanding what the hybrid situation is of the office, whether or not they have a lot of meetings, the level of seniority they're buying for depends, then that depends on what level of decoration you offer. So if it is something that's a bit more, you know, black and white on the branding, for example, it might be easier just to have a silicone or a one color Inktra or something like that. But if it's a, I don't know, a company that is a little bit, maybe it's like a media company or an ad agency and they've got
software,
a bit more color in their logo, and they think, oh no, we could get away with something a bit more full color, then you can start to explore your DTFs, your Ultra Color Pros, all of that side of the decoration.
Or even like a fluorescent ink.
Neon, that's one of my favorites at the moment.
So that there's lots of options you've got to provide these people. That's the main thing, is that there's opportunity for demand because people are searching for it. Businesses are getting people back in.
Yeah.
And also the product is ready for you to actually help and provide a good option for them as well. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you've got the acid wash polo there, which again is like a nice variation on acid wash t-shirts, and oversized t-shirts have been very popular and will remain, you know, will be that way for quite a while.
Yeah,
but it kind of again ties into trends without but still being smart at the same time.
So you could maybe put someone in this and then put somebody else in like an acid wash hoodie, for example.
Yeah.
And regardless of whether they're like, maybe this is like a in the office on a Friday and someone else is working from home, but the material and the color composition of the garment that they're wearing is still the same. The decoration is still the same. But it's definitely a lot more trendy than, I'm not knocking the plain black polo. No. It definitely still has a place in the market, but I know a lot of people that if you were to offer them this versus this, they'd pick this one all day long.
Because, you know, that it's combining the corporate and the trend together and kind of meeting in the middle a little bit.
Yeah, this is lovely. And this is actually unisex as well.
Exactly. So again, like people who are used to wearing unisex t-shirts, perhaps at home, can be like, well, actually I can still carry on that level of comfort, and what I like, and then just pair it with something else, decorate it nice and comfortably. And, you know, there's a great perceived value to these products as well, because you're going to be pitching it to perhaps a slightly more affluent customer from what they're used, they're comfortable spending. You know, if you're going to start from the top down, where they might be, you know, in their personal life, what they would spend on something might be different to what you personally as a decorator would spend on something, but that's why it's important to think, well, what would they pay for it?
Yeah,
that's
what's important. You're not buying it.
You're selling it to them. So let them pay more money for an expensive jacket with a nice shirt and a nice t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. With good decoration.
You know, you can combine many worlds together. I've got the middle oversized Bella Campus t-shirt on underneath it with the Stanley Seller shirt, which I'm sure they both wouldn't be very happy about that, but you know,
you've got to mix and match in today's age.
That's what I'm saying. All their tailoring, you wouldn't necessarily think that a slightly heavyweight Bella Campus t-shirt would be classed as corporate workwear.
But when you compare it with other items in the bundle and you link it to trends and what people have a preference for, that's where it ties together.
Yeah, but what it is, it's a slightly more oversized, but it gives you that level of comfort, but the tailoring is there. It's not like, it fits nicely, decorates nicely. It's nice and bright and white and punchy. Mm-hmm. So it can be combined with other stuff that you know, and provide it to customers you wouldn't normally approach that way.
Agreed.